stimulation for your brain. This is the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
Well, I believe Isaías is the correct way to pronounce it. If it is a Spanish word coming from the Spanish pronunciation, it would be pronounced Isaías. In any event, whatever it was, whatever happened to us, happened very quickly. And let's face it, with everything else coming down our head, we really didn't pay too much time thinking about it, because how much time can we spend getting anxious about an event that most of the time doesn't happen? But sometimes those are the ones that whack you. And this one really whacked Fairfield County big time, as 700,000 people are out of power in Connecticut as a whole, which is 100,000 more than Irene, which we all remember from 2011, at least most of us do. I can't believe it's 10 years ago already. One of the towns hardest hit is Weston, Connecticut, which is a rural town. It doesn't have much of a commercial base, and it loves it that way, and I love the town. It's 2-acre zoning, which means it's full of a lot of beautiful old trees and stone walls and bucolic views. But when you've got a big wind coming, you have the potential as well for a lot of those trees to come down. Joining us now is Weston First Selectman Chris Spalding. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Lisa. Wish you were on better terms.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, it'd be nice to not have to talk to about a disaster.
Oh, I see what you mean, Mish. You and I could be talking about better things, of course. Are you kidding? Totally.
We talk about puppies and dogs. And we don't need this, but this is here. Unfortunately, less than we needed. And
Chris, we can't. We are not able to hear you on this on the radio. You sound like you're under like 6 feet of water. Is there any better place for a connection from where you are? Is there any better place to walk around to?
Let me try going directly.
This is good. Stay where you are. That was good.
Okay. That's better. Shift it over.
Yeah, stay right there. Stay right there. So Weston is 95% without power. Now, typically, as first selectman of Weston, Chris, are you running the town, or does the town – I think the town has like a professional person –
Well, we have a town administrator, so the way it works is I'm kind of operate as the chief executive officer, and he operates as the chief operations officer.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm still responsible for emergency response in the end, and, you know, everything else I get credit for, or more likely blamed for.
So what is it that you – it's very bad reception, Chris. I want to know very quickly, because I'm not going to be able to keep you on long because it's hard to hear you. What do you want the people of Weston to know?
I would like the people of Weston to be patient. We have 160 separate identified incidents on our roads, and we only have 200-something roads. Eversource tells us that there are crews on the way. I really hope they are. I'd like to implore Eversource, if anybody's listening, to pull in out-of-state assets now instead of 3 or 5 days out. I looked at the Eversource list. Multiple towns have close to 100% out. Not just multiple, dozens of towns. This is as bad as I've seen. Luckily, you know, the weather is cooperating at the moment, but we do have massive infrastructure problems. We have trees down everywhere. We have a damaged transmission line. We potentially have a substation issue, and we need those crews out there as soon as possible. But that said, I would implore our citizens to stay off the roads if possible, to stay safe, to check in on your vulnerable neighbors, and to, be brave as Weston always is.
Okay, and I have been announcing the numbers. The vast majority of people in Weston are Eversource customers, correct?
Yes, except for a small portion on the sort of eastern border.
So are you letting Eversource know constantly sort of how many people are out? Because a lot of people are frustrated. They can't communicate with their electric company to tell them that they're out.
Yes, I was just on the phone with the liaison about half an hour ago, and I spoke to our regional manager, last evening, and I will be speaking to her again today, and I let them know, you know, that Weston should not be forgotten, not that they will be, and that, you know, we're going to keep the pressure on them. And again, I did implore them to bring in, you know, as many assets as they needed, whether it was in-state or out-of-state, that this is, you know, widespread, impactful, and frankly, life-threatening in some situations. I mean, we've got people who are on oxygen, who have batteries for that oxygen, and that's going to run out. especially people who are at risk. You know, we're dealing with COVID too at the moment. So, you know, this is not the time to be, you know, worried about the bottom line for Eversource. I hope they really take this seriously and get us all the resources we need.
Okay. Thank you, Chris Spaulding, First Selectman Weston. So stay in, stay safe, but be patient because it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for power to get back out. It's going to back on. It's going to take a while for all these roads to be unblocked and the wires to be retrieved. But again, my message on the air is stay away from those wires. Stay away from those wires. Keep your pets away from those wires. Keep yourselves and your kids away from those wires. Don't assume that they're anything other than live and that they can hurt you. So stay away from those wires. That's my...
Yeah, do not let your kids out biking over them, especially. We've already seen that in town, and that is unbelievably dangerous. Please, please, please keep them home.
Absolutely. Good point. Thank you. All right, Chris, you'll come on later this week. You'll give us an update. Chris Spaulding, First Selectman, Town of Weston. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. All right, let's take one call, and then we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll continue to take your calls. Grant from Easton. Hi, Grant. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you very much for your show also. It's an incredibly informative and interesting, and you're really excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I want to just say, you know, it's no secret that extraordinary lack of confidence in our federal government. And for them to go ahead and name a storm with an unpronounceable, undecipherable name is absolutely insane.
Yeah, I hear you. You're saying, actually, we've had a bunch of people with that same sentiment about that. It's Isaias. Well, maybe it is our quest to be more diverse in every respect, so we are diversifying the names of our storms, too. Listen, is it our federal government who names these storms? I don't think so, isn't it? Who names these storms, anyway? Got to look that up. Is it NOAA? Is it NOAA who names these storms? Who names it? Go ahead, Andrew.
No idea. It's the National Weather Service.
National Weather Service. So yeah. It's the United States National Weather Service that names this storm?
Yeah.
Isaias. Okay. Somebody liked the name. It's obviously a Latin name. A Hispanic name, and it's hard for people who don't speak Spanish to pronounce. If you speak Spanish, it's not that big a deal. Isaias. I hope I'm getting it right.
How about Juanita or Carly or Carlita or Carlos? You know,
no, this is a hard one. I'm not going to argue with you, Grant. This is a hard one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a memorable one, a real memorable one.
Well, the storm will be memorable. The name will not be.
Maybe we'll just call it Hurricane I, as in I have no power. I have no phone. I have no electricity. Right. Hurricane I. Thanks very much, Grant. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned. Stay on hold. 203-333-9422.